This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Saturday a decision by the International Criminal Court investigation as pure anti-Semitism, hours after judges at the ICC found the court has jurisdiction over war crimes committed in the Palestinian territories, paving the way for a possible criminal investigation despite Israeli objections. That decision prompted swift reactions from both Israel, which is not a member of the court and rejects its jurisdiction, and the Palestinian Authority, which welcomed the ruling. The ICC judges said their decision is based on the fact that Palestine has been granted membership to the tribunal's founding treaty and had referred the situation to the court. The judges said the jurisdiction decision does not imply any attempt to determine Palestinian statehood, which is uncertain on national borders. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday welcomed the formation of a new interim government for Libya and called on all Libyan and international parties to respect the result. UN-sponsored talks produced a new interim government for Libya on Friday, aimed at resolving a decade of chaos, division, and violence by holding national elections later this year. U.S. President Joe Biden says that Donald Trump's erratic behavior should prevent him from receiving classified intelligence briefings, a courtesy that historically has been granted to outgoing presidents. Asked in an interview with CBS News on Friday what he feared if former President Trump continued to receive the briefings, Biden said he did not want to speculate out loud, but he made it clear that he did not want Trump to continue to receive those briefings, whether to give or pass president intelligence.